Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. What a beautiful Tuesday morning this is. On the phone right now, we've got Spencer, who's the Business Development Director for GEP Solicitors in Chelmsford. Morning, Spencer.
Good morning to you. Are you well?
I'm very well. Speaking to you, lovely sunny day. It is beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
Now, the reason I'm calling you, I'm calling a few different people in different lines of country this week to see what's happened to them during the coronavirus outbreak. And obviously our lockdown has been a very, very downward turn for every business. But what was the local market like in Essex before this happened for the solicitors?
The local market in general was very buoyant. I think Essex, I don't know if we're in our own little bubble, but I think most of even our competitors would admit that they've been very busy. On the residential side of our business, it was showing signs of being, whether it's a record or not, is questionable, but very, very active.
Oh, yeah.
And we were building up what's called a pipeline of people that were considering moving, some people that were moving. But so it was very, very buoyant indeed.
So did the market come to a complete halt, like a closing the door as soon as lockdown was announced?
Not entirely. I think the best way to describe it, a number of people that wanted to move rather than needed to move probably just pressed the pause button. So there was a lot of people that said, you know what, we just want to put this on ice at the moment because we don't know what's ahead of us. But there was actually far more people than probably was being reported that said, you know what, we actually need to move,
oh,
whatever
right.
reason that might be. So we can report quite firmly that we moved a lot of clients and still moving a lot of clients during the lockdown. But obviously there's lots of caveats around that and the procedures that were put in place. Obviously it wasn't the usual run-of-the-mill moving home. But
yeah.
Last week we actually had a lot of people on Friday. Friday's a very popular day to move house. Far more than we would have ever estimated. So we're confident that there is a market.
So how do you see the easing of restrictions taking place? Do you think it's all going to take off again, or do you think it's going to be a slow climb?
Well, about an hour ago, I took a call from a new client who's looking to buy a new property. So obviously, developers are now sort of back on the scene. Some of them are opening their show houses. So. Again, I can really only speak for Chelmsford and Essex, even though we've been here a very, very long time and we've got clients far and wide. Our sweet spot, I suppose, is this lovely county of ours.
Yeah.
I think there is a lot of optimism. Obviously, time will tell with regards to the economic climate because lenders are ebbing and flowing with regards to the restrictions on what they call their LTV or loan to value. So
yeah,
some
yeah.
people may find it slightly more difficult, but those people that have equity or been saving for deposits can still move. But yesterday, we had a very, very productive day, what we call our new business team. They took a lot of inquiries, and a lot of those actually were first-time buyers, which I was very surprised
really?
About. But it's encouraging that I suppose it's people wanting to get out from lockdown. They want to get away from living at home with the bank of mum and dad, and actually had been preparing and now taking advantage. So it's good.
With regards to the law firms, what pitfalls still exist, though, with trying to buy and sell a house?
I don't wish anyone ill, and it is tragic that obviously, like in all sectors, there have been casualties, and there have been casualties in our sector. So there have been some transactions where, during the process of people either buying or selling, somewhere in the chain, a business may have folded for whatever reason. So therefore, there's been a few stumbling blocks. Sorry to be full of cliches, but this is all about working smarter, not necessarily harder, and we've got to get people pulling together. Again, another scenario, we're only as quick as the slowest person, and buying and selling houses is almost like a relay. If someone drops the baton, it has a knock-on effect to everybody. But in the good old days when my father was here, he worked at JEPs for 51 years and 2 days, people used to normally have 28 days between exchange and completion.
Yeah.
So you've got plenty of time to pack and get everything else organized. Whereas the majority of the transactions that we're dealing with at the moment is what we call simultaneous. In other words, people exchange and complete on the same day.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit of a nervous situation because people don't know 100%. There's no guarantees in life. But if everyone is nice to one another, and we get everything signed off and we communicate with, you know, using good agents and good brokers and everyone speaking together, coming together for a common good, lots of people can move. It's just getting things in place. So it's probably a little bit more proactive rather than reactive.
So if somebody's listening right now and they're looking to sell their home, what sort of tips would you offer them?
probably one of the first things I would do if they're looking to sell their home or buy for the first time, either or, I think I'd start off with the finances to actually see where do they sit at the moment. Because if you go back 6-8 months ago, the lending criteria were set and they were pretty standard across the sector. Now some lenders have changed their criteria. In other words, they're not lending as much. So they need to find out what they can afford. Our sector, people like ourselves, can let people know the costs involved. And obviously, legal costs have actually not gone up in the last 10, 15 years, hardly at all, if anything, because it's a very competitive market. We've all had to become more competitive. But the actual overall costs of moving home can be quite expensive with land registry fees and stamp duty. And more importantly, if you're actually moving home, as in selling, then, of course, you speak to an agent. And having spoken to a lot of agents across the county, they're all now working smarter, you know, doing virtual viewings initially just to warm people up so that people don't have to go back 2 or 3 times to make their mind up. You know, with the correct social distancing, they have one visit and hopefully that will make their mind up whether it's the property for them or not. Valuations, agents, if they're experienced, if they're established, they're going to know pretty much plus or minus what something's worth. So they can always give someone a good understanding. So finance, legal costs and valuation, those three things are very, very achievable. We actually don't need to see clients. We love to see clients. And yesterday I saw, on behalf of all the different departments we have in this building, I saw 8 people in a space of about 4 hours. But we have procedures in place, social distancing. I just hope it doesn't have to be done on a rainy day because we use sunny steps to do people's ID and things. But again, it's just working smarter.
So have you seen an increase over the past 8 days since lockdown started to ease?
Yes. A lot of inquiries yesterday, I've spoken to our head of conveyancing this morning, but actually said a lot of the inquiries were people just dipping their toe in the water, as yet to agree a sale or as yet to agree a purchase. But these are all people that are doing their homework. They're getting in the mindset of, yeah, I want to do something. It might not be today, tomorrow, or next week, but it's going to be very, very soon. Probably not a very nice word to use, but sort of time wasting. There could be far fewer people now just viewing for the sake of it, or far fewer people now going on to markets. So I think if someone's house is on the market, they're selling for a reason. And therefore, I think there's going to be greater motivation. So it's for first time buyers, as long as they can afford it and they take the right advice. Now is the time to be looking. One never knows what's around the corner, but as we speak today, tomorrow, next week, the signs are much more positive than what the press are reporting.
So how have you overcome things like producing ID? Because an ID thing is always, 9 times out of 10, they want you there in front of them with a photo ID and your address and passport. How have you overcome that?
Well, we overcame this a number of years ago. There are various steps in place with what we call AML, which is anti-money laundering regulations. We have to know our clients, so therefore there is a variety of checks that we can do through third parties. So we check about people's identity, but actually physically taking the ID with passports and driving licenses, this is becoming far more automated. We also work very closely with brokers, and obviously brokers and lenders may or may not be meeting their clients. If they do and they have certified the ID, as long as this is traceable and they follow all the right steps, we can share with the client's permission the ID. So people still actually do want to drop stuff off. I would love us to be paperless. Sadly, it's a long, long way off. So people are still constantly coming to our office and our letterbox fills up daily. But we take advantage where we can to acknowledge people when they come to the door. And if they've got the driving license, you know, even to the point of either leaving it on the step and we then take a picture of it on our phones and then email it through to our servers, or, you know, they hold it up against the glass window. We're making light of this. It's actually been quite a jolly way of actually communicating with people. And believe it or not, a lot of these people have actually welcomed the opportunity of getting in their car, coming here to Chelmsford, seeing us, and then driving off again. It's a change of scenery, having been locked up for so long.
Now, I'm that old. I remember when we used to bike stuff from solicitor to solicitor. Do they still do that now? I don't suppose there's any need now, is there?
Well, in my father's era, completions were done physically. He would get on the train and would take the banker's draft to the solicitors in Norwich. Whereas now, we've been doing this a long time, and we've got our own terminals here for transferring of funds. We mustn't make light of it. We still have, obviously, regulations, and the public should always be aware of giving any of their details to third parties, because obviously with fraud and things like that. So we have so many steps in place here to ensure that When we're doing business, with clients that we can verify who they are. When funds are being sent back to a client, for example, if we're just doing a sale for them, we have extra steps in place to make sure the money goes to their account and their account only. So there is still need to be picking up the phone. It's not hiding behind emails and things like that. It's still, dare I say, a service industry. It's not just a legal industry. We've still got clients that need some TLC. So we've got all those procedures in place. As in all our quality law firms, we will have to work together because, as I said earlier on, it's almost like a relay. As long as everyone is running in the same direction, more people can move than what's being reported.
Do you think this lockdown's got to change the way that property is bought and sold? How do you see the future being held for this?
I very much so, and it will actually change the way that we're probably working ourselves. We've got a big agricultural team here. We do a lot of work for farmers. They are working from home, and they have been ever since lockdown. They've been working very efficiently. The agents that we speak to have been working from home as well, so they're still being still keeping in touch with their clients. They're still able to give advice. There are certain things where people physically have to have some form of distant contact, i.e. for photographs and measuring. Agents work under certain regulations, the Property Misdescriptions Act, and everything that's shown, written, or said must be accurate to a material degree. That's the quote from the Act. So therefore, they must make sure that when they're marketing a property, they're giving factual information. So there will still be interactions. I just think, again, we'll be working a little bit smarter. Not necessarily hard. I think it's going to be an interesting time. It's forced the hand of our sector, estate agents, brokers, lawyers, to probably work in a more uniform way. And I hope it's going to be for the good of the customer.
Brilliant. Spencer, thank you so much for coming on and clearing all that up for us. And
you're more than welcome.
I hope you take loads of money and you get very, very busy.
Thank you very much indeed. But nice to speak to you.